You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Today is the 1st of September, 2021. I'm Joe Vicnicki for the local news department and joined online today by senior meteorologist Brian Besnick. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Well, another nice weather break here, but I know we have had a couple big storms roll through last week, and sounds like we've got more coming up. Let's review in the recent past that last system that came through. Did that dump any record-setting rain or anything in this area?
I'm not entirely sure if it was a daily record for you, but on the 28th, you got 1.86 inches of rain, which was, from what I've seen so far, the highest daily amount for the month. And then you've had a nice couple of nice dry days coming in through here where there's been a break. We've had some nice daytime sunshine, maybe some overnight fog. But I think the pattern is changing again, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, before we get to that, I know the numbers are a little incomplete, but how did we finish out the month of August?
For the month of August, I'm missing a few days in through here. We had just under 5 inches of rain reported so far. Average for the month is 7.5 inches. And we had 13 days that were reporting some rain during the day during that time frame. Average temperature for the month was 55 degrees, which was right about average. Your monthly high and low was 72 degrees and a low of 41. And oddly enough, the low date, the temperature, the date of the low temperature was on the 22nd, and the high temperature fell on the 23rd.
Real extremes in those 2 days.
If you get a nice dry day with sunshine coming in there, it's not uncommon to see the temperatures really go cool with a lot of clear skies to allow the temperatures to plummet at night. And then the following day, you've got daytime sunshine, so you really warm up well.
Kind of in that pattern right now, a beautiful, crystal clear day, and we've had some nice nights the past few, but I know some more rain is coming. Tell me about that.
There is a bunch of rain coming. We've got some rain expecting to move in during the day Thursday, possibly becoming heavy at times on Thursday night, and then showers are just going to continue right through the rest of the holiday weekend and into the start of the week. We've got a pattern that's setting up that is going to generally have rain for the panhandle. Some of the intensity days might be different depending on how some of the long range solutions change. Overall, it's looking wet. I'm not sure if we're going to get any days of really heavy precipitation, but if you get a break of a few hours, I would enjoy it.
And some strong winds with this system as well?
I don't think we might get some days where we get some gusty winds of 15, 20 that probably might, you know, for the anyone out there going out on the water for mariners, you might see some a few days where you might get up to small crafts in some of the channels, which is 25 knots. But I think generally you're going to see 10 to 20s out there on the water.
Okay. We've had some pretty dense fog with these latest clear, cool days as well. Is that we're done with that for the moment, right?
You might have one more night of it. We'll see how it goes. We've got some high clouds starting to push in from the incoming storm system, so that might prevent a lot of the really dense fog from forming, but I wouldn't discount it. I would think you might see it one more time, and I'm not sure if there's been the aurora out the last few nights, but with the clear skies and the forecast has been pretty good for a good aurora. So you might be able to see some aurora before the stratus rolls in and blocks your view.
I've heard a few people talking about that the past few nights. Well, it's really starting to feel like fall around here. Anything else we should know for this week?
Well, to look forward to September, the average high temperature should be about 57 degrees with the lows dipping down to almost freezing at 33. And September's average monthly precipitation is 11.72 inches. So we're into the rainy season, but not quite the rainiest month. September and October, you generally get close to 28 inches over those 2 months.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Brian.
All right.